Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, Golden State dropping one here in Boston, 120-99. The Celtics took control of this game in the first quarter. They led 36-23 after one, behind 19 points from Jaylen Brown. Never really looked back. The Warriors made a couple of runs to cut it down to 10 or 9, but never really got back into the game. And Boston cruises to their 46th win of the year. They're now 46-23, second in the East. Warriors fall to 33-36, and we'll tell you about the ramifications of that coming up a little bit later on in the postgame show. Jason Tatum looked good, 24 points in 31 minutes. He had 10 rebounds to boot in this game, and 19 off the bench for Peyton Pritchard, 8 of 16 from the floor, 7 assists for him, 15 off the bench for Luka Garza in 17 minutes. He had 7 boards as well. And the Warriors were paced by, well, they have a balanced attack, but again, they're missing their two best scorers in Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry. They were led by two guys off the bench. Gary Payton continues his stellar play. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals tonight for GP2. 14 for Pat Spencer. He had a couple of assists with that. 13 for Guy Santos and Draymond Green. They both had 5 rebounds and 5 assists, but they did combine for 7 turnovers. 11 for Kristaps Porzingis in 22 minutes of play. Once the game got out of hand in the second half, Steve Kerr is going to be light with those minutes in situations like that, because the Warriors still have 3 more games to play on this road trip, including another back-to-back, which will be their 14th. The Warriors had one to start this road trip, which was their third back-to-back in a matter of days. And so they've got to be really careful with guys like Porzingis, guys like Melton at this point. And we'll see if they can get another body back before the end of this road trip. Golden State got the kind of three-point attempts they would like. They shot 43 of them tonight, but they made only 10, 23%. Boston was 14 of 39 at 36%. And then the Warriors have this habit of missing free throws in games where they cannot afford to be anything better than letter, or anything worse than letter perfect. And tonight they missed 7 free throws, 17 of 24 overall. Though Brandon Podziemski had 10 points in the game, and he was 7 of 10 from the free throw line. But when your starting backcourt combines to shoot 3 of 17, it's going to be very difficult to overcome that for a victory. So the Warriors can reload. For the back-to-back, Detroit and Atlanta, you know the Pistons have the best record in the Eastern Conference. Atlanta may be en route to their 11th straight victory, so that back-to-back is going to be very difficult. And maybe the Warriors can look ahead to Dallas as a night they can kind of circle, as we've got to get that game on this road trip and maybe get Steph Curry in back in time for that. So right now, the Warriors, again, still trying to tread water while Stephen Curry is out. And tonight was not a night to go into this building against this team without number 30. So the Warriors again fall to 33-36.